What's going on, everybody? Daryl Frater, the club CEO here, and we have another amazing episode of the My DJ Story podcast brought to you by The Club, the number one live streaming app for DJs and partygoers. Today, we have DJ Run That. Please introduce yourself. Tell the people who you are and where you're from.
Hey, what's up, everybody? DJ Run That from Northern California, Humboldt County, tiny little town. I've been DJing for about 13 years, officially, other than making compilations, CDs, probably for 20 plus years. Yeah.
Awesome. We're super excited to have you on the show. We've been speaking for a couple of months now from our interactions with your group and then also with the club. So I know a little bit about you, but this is the time for our audience to get to know you. So talk to us a little bit about your story as a DJ. Tell us what sparked your interest in becoming a DJ and give us some insight on the beginning days of your journey.
Yeah, well, I always love to play music, collect music, support live music. I was fortunate my whole life, my parents were taking me to live music, whether it be at the county fair or I grew up with all age venues where I was able to see a wide variety of music from a lot of reggae acts like Rita Marley, Bob Marley's wife, to like Run DMC, Sugar Hill Gang, Black Eyed Peas before they were big. And in even rock and roll, like, you know, George Thorogood or like country like Willie Nelson. So I was able to see so much music. And when music went digital, I started collecting a lot of music and I always wanted to DJ. I made friends with the DJs. My neighbor was a DJ. He gave me equipment in high school. I never really fully set it up and DJed until about 13 years ago when I met my husband who was a DJ and he was able to really show me and take me under his wing. And so we now DJ together, not always, we take turns sometimes because we have a family, but it's just, I was that person that was always supporting music any way I could. Once I discovered the reggae club over 20 years ago in San Francisco, I was there every night and I wanted to make friends with everybody. And I was that person making requests and they were nice about it. I honestly never have had a bad experience requesting. So maybe my requests weren't that bad.
Awesome. That's an exciting intro. And you have this cool dynamic with you and your husband, both being DJs and both working together in that industry. I love it. Talk to me some of the things that you really love about being a DJ and why some people should really look into getting into DJ as something that's a hobby, but can transition into a career that's sustaining for your family.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of it's about vibes and energy and like music gives you a feeling. So I think it kind of starts with that. It's also a good escape, but then it's also a perfect it's a perfect career for me as a mom that I get to choose my schedule. I work maybe, I think last time I had done a count of like a full year when I was DJing, I maybe worked like, I don't know, like a fifth of the year or like, I don't know, like 56 days or something out of 365 days. And I made enough money to pay the bills. So like, that's really nice is where I can like only work more seasonally and be a little choosy of when I work. I mean, I do other things for the DJ industry, but I've built up a business where at this point I can say no to gigs, and which I don't do often, but I do. And I get to like protect my own energy. But what I love about it most is just seeing everybody happy, dancing, vibing. When you get a crowd that just really loves like your music, like when I get a dance hall crowd that just are the dance hall people, like that's a feeling I can, you know, you can't beat me as a dance hall lover, which is more of an underground genre. And I think that's what made it really special for me was that in the reggae dance hall world 20 plus years ago, it was still very underground. So it was this very tight knit family vibes. And I got to be a part of that as, you know, a promoter. I would pass out flyers. I would volunteer at Reggae on the River. And then years later, I was sponsored Reggae on the River and had a clothing line that was reggae inspired. And then years later, I got to DJ Reggae on the River. And then I got to MC Reggae on the River. And so like being up on that stage, introducing the artists, you know, my whole journey with Reggae on the River really helped shape me into the DJ that I am today.
That's really awesome. And me being a descendant of Jamaicans, I love reggae. I love dancehall. So it's really amazing to hear that you have so much experience and so much fun with that genre of music. And it's really exploded over the past, you know, 10 to 15 years in regards to its reach globally. You know, I really love that you have so much experience in it and that you're having fun while you're doing it. You know, at this time, we're going to jump into a quick commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things you learned throughout your journey. And we're back with the My DJ Story podcast. We're here with DJ Run Dat, my friend that has been rocking with the DJ game for some time now. We're really excited to have you here sharing your story. So talk to us a little bit about some of the things that you've learned throughout your journey as a DJ. You know, you've been doing this for some time and you've learned a lot of things. What are some things that you've learned that you know now that you wish you knew when you were first getting started?
Yeah, there's a lot because I'm constantly learning. I just had my first wedding of the season this weekend and I was learning things, you know. So the more prepared you are, the less stress you will have. You always want to have backups. It's hard to trust technology. So especially for weddings, you know, to get two computers. Also, you can always have like a phone or an iPod plugged in the auxiliary as a backup. If your computer crashes, you have music right there ready to go. It's super important to make friends with other DJs so you can have people to lean on when you have questions or when you're out DJing the club and your Serato and your song starts spinning backwards because you accidentally hit, you know, I think it's control R or S or something. I always have to look it up, but now I keep it in my notes and my computer. It's like that used to actually happen to me a lot. And I could never remember the right buttons to hit it, to hit, to get the song to go forward. So there's, you know, a lot can happen while you're DJing. So having friends to lean on. Even like for me, I mean, I live in such a small town. If I drive an hour north to the bigger city to DJ, what if I forgot my mixer? That happened once. I forgot my mixer. Well, I had friends. I got to, you know, call on and borrow, rent their mixer. Music organization. This is an ongoing task. It's a big challenge for a lot of DJs, especially someone like me who does all genres, all types of events from rock and roll biker rallies to, you know, EDM festivals to weddings to kid events to cannabis events, you know, so music organization. Try to create a system when you're first starting. Now, that's something I did not do. If I was to go back 12, 13 years ago, I would do that. what else? You know, that confidence comes through experience. So it's normal to have a lot of nerves. You know, usually when you're doing something new, you're excited and you're scared, and that's totally normal. So instead of focusing on like the I'm scared and nervous, be like, I'm excited. You know, this is an opportunity that I get to experience and learn from. And I tell myself all the time, just have fun. Like, that's what's important to me. Just have fun and, you know, connecting with the audience. That's something that you want to do. But in the beginning, I was so serious face. My friends were like, I've never seen you so serious before in your life, because you're thinking when you're DJing, you're thinking the whole time, what's playing now, what's coming next. And if you're not prepared, which I'm not always prepared because I don't have time, because it takes a lot of time. Then, you know, you're digging for music and you're always like focus face, but you're forgetting about your crowd. So that's something that took time. A lot of things take time and experience. So yeah, that's about what I have there.
Yeah, no, I love it. It's really great advice. And one thing, you look like you have a lot of fun doing this, and that's super important. Just enjoy what you do as a DJ, and in life, whatever you're doing, make sure you're enjoying it, because it's going to take up, you know, a lot of time of your life, and you want to make sure that it's an enjoyable time that aligns with just you and your happiness and the things that you like to do in life. You know, one thing that you speak about a lot is also being a mother and a DJ. Talk to me about the dynamic of being a mother and a DJ, then also just some advice for any other women that are interested in being DJs but are afraid because they are mothers or have a family that they have to take care of and just don't know how to navigate being a DJ and a mother at the same time. So any tips from that perspective would be helpful.
Yeah, well, I have a favorite quote from a woman I got to interview one time. She was the life coach, business coach, and it was, motherhood is not a place where dreams go to die. Now that is so powerful. And so when I got pregnant, it was like the first time in my life that I had slowed down. And I got to start my clothing line because I had this free time and I had money saved. And so I started this clothing line where I could go set up at the concerts and festivals because I didn't want to leave that environment I love so much. And I felt good. So I kept going. So, you know, I was determined to stay around music. And then I built careers, businesses, two businesses that allowed me to do that. And some of the bigger challenges were, you know, having, well, I'm going to get real here, breastfeeding. when you have a new baby and you choose to feed your child that way, that could be a big challenge going out and DJing or selling clothes like I was doing the first time. But so sleep is huge. I don't know if any mother that is really great at sleeping, because you're used to waking up, you get really sensitive to little noises, and your child will probably wake up several times throughout the night till they're very old. My son is 8 and a half. He woke up at 5 a.m. this morning and woke me up. So sleep's a hard thing. And that's one reason why I, like, more recently have decided I don't do very many club nights. I don't do the drive an hour up north to the bigger city and do club nights for a couple hundred bucks anymore. I'm more focused on bigger events, weddings, private events, because I don't want to get run down energetically. And that's a big thing. But what's super important as a mommy DJ is having support, having a community, you know, a village, a tribe of people to help, you know, and backup plans are super important, because you learn as a mother, things rarely go to plan, because it's not just you and you're worrying about, it's your children, your whole family unit. So you can do it. And you can be picky and choosy about it. I've told women, hey, you want to start DJing? You could start out just doing all your friends' kids' birthday parties. Then you can bring your kids to work with you. Everybody has a good time and you're getting paid.
That's super innovative and super great tip for any DJs that want to get started and have a family. And like, you just figured out all the tips and tricks to really navigate through this industry as a mommy DJ. I love how you said that. And I would love to hear, you know, one thing you spoke about was the fact that you have to be very self-aware as to what you want to do and what you don't want to do. You know, after a certain point of your career, you said, hey, I'm not going to be driving, you know, all these hours for a smaller night gig. And you made that conscious decision to where you can best utilize your energy so that way you operate effectively. You know, talk to me a little bit more about how having that balance and knowing, you know, what to charge and what's worth your time and what's not, and how that works in your life as a DJ, and some advice on how other people can make those decisions for themselves.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it's like just focusing on your priority, or what is your main goal? What are you working towards? You know, sometimes I have these goals that are more fun, or sometimes they're more business. Like, I might be like, well, I want to play every venue in Humboldt County. Okay. So, or it's like, well, I haven't played this venue yet, so I want to experience it, because that's one thing I really love about DJing is the variety. But then there comes this time, once you've built up your brand and your business, that, you know, you don't have to do those smaller, kind of close to volunteer gigs. Like, the school dances have gotten like not that fun and very challenging energetically, like when the beach balls are flying around or the requests are really out of control. And like, I can handle all that. I've done a lot of school dances and I do like playing for the children, but you know, it's like, just like, is it worth the energy? I mean, I did get this one opportunity to do like a fight night at a casino, but it was like a few hours away and they wanted all this extra equipment that I didn't have. And the budget was like $300. And I'm like, as much as that sounds fun to like experience DJing a fight night, no, thank you. You know, I'm not the right DJ for that. And, also what I learned too was if I'm giving a deal, so say it was like, you got the super planner and they're planning the 40th high school reunion. And it's a year away from now. And they want a deal and I'm feeling nice. And I'm like, okay, cool. I'll do $100 an hour. And then I go get another inquiry within the year for a wedding and they want to pay me $2,000. Like, well, then I'm booked up and I, And what I did was I outsourced the smaller gig and had those conversations like, hey, look, I have an opportunity for another gig that would be a lot more worth my time, or, you know, I've got this other DJ for you. She's great. I have a wedding. I'd like to take that gig. So you learn. Also, when you're booking that far in advance, you want to think about every year my rates go up. And I highly recommend doing that. And it's always an experiment, the whole pricing thing. And so it just depends, you know, like I'm doing a club night coming up here soon. And, you know, the pay is pretty low, but it's also the promoter that books for one of our biggest festivals. I'm going to keep that relationship real tight. I'm all about, you know, building relationships, nurturing relationships, supporting one another in any way we can for the bigger community of DJs and music and entertainment. So, and also I truly believe every gig, like one gig leads to another gig. So you never know who's going to be watching. So, you know, if your schedule's open and energetically you feel like, yeah, cool, I could do that, like do it. But also if you know, like if I knew, like if I had a wedding the next day, I would say no to that bar gig, because I'm not going to burn myself out. And a wedding is like the one of the most important days of your client's life. It's like you want to bring your A game.
This is some really good advice. You really touched on some really huge points that are really transformative for many DJs' careers. One thing you spoke about was building community and maintaining relationships. Like those are two amazing things that you do extremely well. You know, I've been on one of your networking call where you had over like 20, 40, up to 40 DJs just on a call networking and talking and supporting one another. I think that just being a community leader, you have really stood out amongst all the other DJs and are really providing a lot of value to the community and the industry. So thank you for everything you do for other DJs. And I'm really glad that we're here telling your story. You know, one thing we like to talk about on the My DJ Story podcast is branding, and you do an amazing job with your brand. I would love to hear a bit about how you got the name DJ Run That and what that branding means to you.
Yeah, so all the reggae I was listening to in dance hall in my early 20s, it was about Reggae Gold 1996, the compilation that really hooked me in. It had three tracks from Lady Saw, and she was just became my favorite. And but all the songs would say run that, run that, run the track, run that. And then I was watching, I loved the Jamaican movie. So there was this movie called Third World Cop, and I got the soundtrack, the CD, and there was this song in there. And it was like, we run tings, tings not run we, everything we do, we have to do properly. And it just like was like, oh yeah, we run tings. And I had my little girl gang, they named us Lady Saw Crew, and we'd go support all the clubs in their 20s. And they nicknamed us the Lady Saw Crew. And I was Baby Saw, and then at one point I gave myself the nickname Run Dat. I always had tons of nicknames. People just give me nicknames. I still, to this day, people call me all different names. And so everybody has their own name for me. So I gave myself Run Dat. That was the only nickname that I gave myself. And when I would meet reggae artists, I remember meeting T.O.K. and they were like, I had the little autograph picture, you know, little 8x10 promo autograph pictures. So I would make friends with the photographers and everybody, and they'd be like, hey, come on, Michelle, like, come back here, come meet them. And they'd give me the little picture to get signed. So I tell T.O.K., they're like, what's your name? And I'm like, Run Dat. So the guy writes, big up Rhonda. Okay, this is like a funniest thing ever. Big up Rhonda, passes it to the next guy because it's four people in the band. Blessings, Rhonda, or Rhonda. Thanks for the support, Rhonda. So now that's the joke. Don't mix my name with Rhonda. It's Rhonda, but it's just like we run that. We run things. And I mean, I do a lot of things, so it's kind of sassy. But I'm always running. I'm always doing things. So it's just that's how I came up with the name. It's Jamaican basically for run things.
I love it. Like I said, I'm Jamaican, and this is an amazing story, and your energy is so amazing. And you know the music, obviously, so I love it. That accent was amazing. I love it, man. This is fun. I'm super excited. You know, how do you go about being able to doing all these things? Like, what have you done to kind of allow your life to be so able to juggle so many things and being a mother at the same time? What are some tips that you have for people so they can, you know, do multiple things like you're doing?
Yeah, well, Well, for one, I hired a business coach like 5 years ago. So I've been in a business mastermind, and they push you to stay in action. You know, we're always working towards something. So I always have goals, and I have accountability, and I have support with strategy and support, mindset support, and just support. You know, one day I might jump on our weekly call and I'll be celebrating a win. Like I booked this dream gig or something, or another day I'll jump on the call and, you know, I'll be crying because my mom's in the hospital, but like just having support is huge. And so from having my business coach, I learned a secret tip of hiring interns. So I've had interns for over 3 years, and they help me. I've had a virtual assistant also for a long time. So, and I have two virtual assistants currently, and my interns are switching over because school ended. So they'll get school credit, and I'll get to lead them and help. They help me with a lot of my video editing, my podcast editing, graphic design, scheduling posts on the platform, social media platforms, my blog, everything really. So I got to step into my leadership and build a team, a virtual team. They all live in like Texas, New Jersey, New York, and I'm over here in the woods in like California. So it's all about having that support. And that's how I've been able to, you know, stay in action. And, you know, I like to be doing things. I like to be working towards something. I like something to look forward to. But I also truly believe that you shouldn't be the things that you don't love, the things that don't bring you joy, the things that just really just like have a lot of resistance to do within your business. You can outsource and find someone that's their passion. They love researching. Like I've had them research female DJs, and we have spreadsheets, and we did start a DJ directory on my page or on my website. That kind of fell off because I was like having some issues with how to create it within the website. The website's always a work in progress. So basically my team, building the team.
That's great. And one thing you said right in the beginning was building a system, and it seemed like your system is down packed. So thank you for sharing the details of how you build that system and how you make it work for you and your DJ business. You're really doing a wonderful job. And I'd love to hear, you know, what are some things you're currently focused on now, and how could myself, the club, and our community help and support you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm actually taking a little bit of a break, I would say. I'm slowing things down a little bit just because I'm getting back into live events again in summertime, and I like to enjoy summer and time with my kids. But you can help support me by tuning into my podcast. It's called Royal Queens Rising. It's on all platforms, and that's where you can find the interviews with the female DJs and artists and coaches. That one's female focused. But then I have another project, which you've been a part of, and I'm launching the second one. It's called In the Mix, a DJ series. And that you can tune into all of that on YouTube. So on YouTube, if you go to DJ Rundat, you can find all the video interviews I've done. All my content is there. And you could also join the Facebook group, which is called Virtual DJs Meetup. And just building community and supporting one another. And that's the focus right now. I'm thinking about writing another book. If you'd like to check out my first book, it's called How to Start a DJ Business. It's on Amazon. And I'm thinking about doing part two. And I'm also focused on getting to some DJ conventions in this next year and getting on stage and speaking and DJing at some of the expos. So just follow me on DJ Rundat, all platforms. Instagram is really where I spend a lot of time. And just follow along. And I'm always here for coaching also. So if you want some support, need help with your business plan, you'll find me.
Awesome. So at this time, we're going to jump into the lightning round. Are you ready?
Okay.
Describe your DJ setup, hardware and software.
Okay, so I have a Pioneer DDJ-SX3. I love it because it has four channels, two USBs, so you can have another DJ play very easily. I have my brand new QSC K12.2s and my new hydraulic speaker stands. That's really helpful to help you get that 40-pound speaker up high. DJ software, Serato, always been a Serato girl.
Awesome. Who's your favorite DJ?
Ooh, my husband, DJ Just One, my teacher, my mentor.
What has been your favorite party or event you've DJed at and why?
Okay, so it's got to be one of those reggae ones. There's so many Shaggy, even though the nerves were super duper high. That was a huge show for me. Vibes were up. My mom was front row. That was special.
Who's the most interesting person you've met throughout your career as a DJ?
Ooh, most interesting person. I have to say, as of more recent, DJ Jess and DJ Stephanie Stardust, we have formed this sisterhood, and they're very interesting, both of them.
What's one thing that you think is missing from live streaming for DJs?
Oh, dancers. I have a friend that brings in the hot dancers. He has Club 630. And if you're Jamaican and you know what the dance move 630 is, you can imagine what that looks like. So he streams them in from Zoom. His name's Benji Onewise, and Ross Benji from Onewise Sound. And he brings in the dancers and it is hot on Friday nights for Nice Up Radio on Twitch. Yeah, dancers.
And shout out to DJs that you know personally, whose story also needs to be shared on this podcast.
The girls I mentioned, DJ Jess, DJ Stephanie Stardust, my DJ bestie partner in crime, local DJ here in Humboldt County, DJ Divinity. I'm still trying to get her on my podcast, but I got to shout her out. Honestly, I mean, I've interviewed so many amazing DJs. So all of them, like DJ Dana, Q Boogie, B Selecta, Kristen. I'm like, there's too many. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, we look forward to hearing their stories one day on the show. And any DJ that's interested in being on the podcast can sign up at djsignup.com. And where can people find you online or even in person?
Yeah, so in person, I'm in Northern California, Humboldt County. So I have a show in Arcata coming up. That's our bigger city. That's where Humboldt State University is. Other than that, I'm doing a lot of private stuff right now. But you can find me online, DJ Run Dat, all platforms, my website, DJ Run Dat, Instagram, DJ Run Dat, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Twitch. What else?
Awesome. No, this has been an amazing interview. Thank you so much, Michelle, DJ Run Dat, for being on the My DJ Story podcast. Really had a good time, fun time with your story. I really enjoyed it. And I appreciate you and your friendship and the support that you've been giving me and the club and just being around and supporting us in different capacities. So thank you so much for spending time with us. Everyone, please check out my sister, DJ Run Dat. She's amazing. You're going to love following her and her journey. And please, let's stay in touch and continue to work together in the future as we help each other in our journeys.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. This was a ton of fun.
Thank you for listening to the My DJ Story podcast. If you haven't already, please join our community by downloading the club app for free in the Google Play and App Store today. While you're there, do us a huge favor by giving us a 5-star rating and shoot us a message on Instagram telling us you did. I'd love to send you a free My DJ Story podcast t-shirt as a token of our appreciation. Thank you so much, and we'll look forward to seeing you in the club.